lost to Rhea Pitt. We've got her back. Where did you go?
I'm just driving, mate.
Oh, I thought you hung up on me or something.
No, I'd never hang up on you. You're
now,
my favourite.
Let's just go through this. A 3.8 kilometre swim. How much pain were you in after that?
You know, the swim, I really enjoyed that.
180 kilometre bike ride. Surely you were hurting by then.
I was hating the bike ride. And it started pouring down rain as well.
And then you decided to wash it all down with a 42.2K run, which is a marathon in itself.
Exactly. So I'm pretty shattered today, to be honest.
So come on, during the 42Ks, at what point did you start thinking, oh, get me out of here?
I probably had thoughts like that all through the race. But, you know, when I'd feel bad, I'd just say to myself, look, you feel bad now. But it's not going to stay around. Well, I had moments where I felt bad, moments where I felt great, energetic moments where I felt bad. It was just a cycle throughout the day.
If anyone knows about putting up with pain, it's you.
Yeah, well, that was a good motivator for me. I just thought to myself, mate, this is nothing compared to what you've been through in hospital.
I wonder. I mean, I don't know. It might sound a little bit strange, but after what you've been through and the serious burns that you suffered and, you know, obviously all of the reconstructive surgery, you've gone under the knife so many times, do you have a greater pain threshold than most of us?
No, I think I'm more intolerant of pain. Like, I don't like being in pain if I don't have to be. Mm. But, yeah, maybe it's around the same. It's hard, isn't it? Because pain's subjective.
Let me say again, 3.8 in the water, 180K on the bike, 42.2Ks on the run. You did it in under 13 and a half hours, which is an hour better than what you're expecting.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd finish the day in 15 hours. So I'm stoked with my result.
So your fiancé, Michael, what did he have to say? I understand he got a bit emotional, did he?
Yeah, well, I got emotional too because it's, you put so much work into it, Ben. You know, you sacrifice so much. You put in the hours. You don't socialise. It's a huge commitment. So to anyone who successfully completes an Ironman, I take my hat off to them because it is a huge task.
Well, as Michael said, she couldn't walk 5 years ago. Look at her now. We're so proud of you. I just think you're absolutely incredible. And everyone listening thinks the same. So well done. We love you. And we will follow your next challenge because we just love watching what you do.
Thank you for that, Ben. Have a good night, mate.
Good on you. Taria Pitt, how incredible is she? She's so understated as well. Oh, yeah, no, it's all right. No, the swim was all good. Yeah, I was starting to hurt on the bike ride. And then, yeah, the run, 42.2Ks. But when you think about it, I mean, this poor girl suffered horrific burns to 65% of her body while competing in that ultra marathon. So she's already fit because she was an ultra marathon runner anyway. But after suffering all of those burns, can you imagine putting your body through any pain? Most people would just be avoiding it altogether.